It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
More National Football Talk with Ken and I coming up next hour. NBA Draft player prop talk coming up next hour as well. And we'll check in with Odyssey Sports NBA insider, the great Brian Scalabrine. But coming up right now on the show, I mean, not coming up, like he's literally on hold right now, I'm about to go to him, is Odyssey Sports NFL insider. That is the great Michael Lombardi. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights to sports books. They don't want you to see it. Bet smarter and beat the books by downloading the BetQL app and then visiting BetQL.com. Today, you can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast available on the Odyssey app. Michael, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken here on a Monday. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Hope you're well.
Yeah, we're doing great, Michael. I'm curious. We'll talk about, you know, the Packers this year, actual like on-field football stuff, hopefully coming up soon. But just, you know, on Friday, I thought Aaron Rodgers was retiring. A lot of people on social media were telling me they thought Aaron Rodgers was retiring. And now today, a lot of people are telling me Aaron Rodgers is going to play for the Packers this season. And it's just this really kind of bizarre 4 days. And it's the continuation of what's been a bizarre summer. As you read the reports over the weekend and read them today, you know, what do you kind of think about what we've heard from Rodgers and his camp?
You know, for me, if he was retiring, if that were true, then he would have opted out on the COVID. Because that would have delayed any signing bonus money coming back. It would have given him a full year. He could have enjoyed retirement, not really filed his papers, but basically said he didn't want to play because concerns of COVID. They would have put him on the reserve COVID list. They couldn't have asked for his money back yet, gone into the off season, and then take a look. Once he didn't go for that list, retirement really was never an option. Never. I never felt it was. And I think the Packers' stance has been all along, they are going to be, they want them, they're not going to trade them. So as much as we change the narrative all the time, what's going on, I think that's always been the case.
All right, Michael, let's operate under the assumption now. I know it's your assumption, the assumption of many, that Aaron Rodgers is going to play this season. He'll be under center week one for the Packers Sunday, September 10th, on the road in New Orleans against the Saints. I'm going to give you some open markets right now for the Green Bay Packers, and you tell us if you think there's a bet worth making here on the Packers. They're minus 130 to win the NFC North. They're the favorite. Minnesota up next to plus 220. 13-1 to win a Super Bowl championship would be the second of Rodgers' Hall of Fame career. 6-1 to win the NFC. Rodgers about plus 650, plus 700 to win back-to-back league MVPs. Anything there in your estimation, Michael, that's worth betting as it concerns Rodgers and Green Bay?
Well, I mean, I like the over for Green Bay at 9.5. Did you mention that? I didn't know if I heard that. You were breaking up on me a little bit.
It's between 9 and 9.5 in a lot of places, Michael. So you're not off there.
Yeah,
so I'm guessing that's a bet you like.
I love that. I mean, show me where they get 7 losses. Now I know they play the NFC West, which is a hard division to play in football, right? And they have a tough schedule. But if Rodgers is back, you know, and he's there, then you know this is a really good team. And you know, last year they won 13 games. They've won 26 games over the last two seasons with Rodgers. He played spectacular. Can he duplicate his MVP season, 48 touchdowns, 5 interceptions? I don't know if he can do that. But the one thing he will do is not turn the ball over. And because he won't turn the ball over, and because he doesn't lose games by making big mistakes, they're going to always be in these games. And their skill level, their ability to make plays within the offense because of him, I think will always allow them to win 10 games, 11 games. You know, they won 13 last year. I mean, you go down to 9.5, that's a big, big drop. I think defensively they'll be better because they won't be as chaotic. They won't be as unsound. They won't be trying to play battleship football, which is trying to stop plays as opposed to running a defense. I think at least with Joe Barry, they're going to be more of a zone balanced defense, which will help.
Yes, indeed, for the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. We'll see if he's there on Wednesday when the Packers report to training camp in Wisconsin. Michael, let's move over to Houston here. And now it looks like we're going to see Deshaun Watson maybe be under center for the Texans coming up in week number one. He's at least reported to training camp to avoid being fined $50,000 per day. I know the insiders are tweeting now like, oh, like the Texans will take the sun, the moon, and the stars in exchange for Watson. Like, we don't know if he's going to play, if he's going to be suspended. There's so much unknown here. You're obviously as connected as they come. Michael, what can you tell us here, the latest on Deshaun Watson and what your expectations are for him and the Texans this season?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows, but the one thing I did know for sure was Watson was going to show up to camp, because Watson has showed up to camp. As much as we heard about his unhappiness, you know, those 22 civil suits loom large. And until he showed up to camp, the NFL wasn't going to do anything about it. So by not showing up to camp, getting fined $50,000 and not having some resolution by the league office to his civil cases, which I'm not sure they can have a resolution. You know, he's going to have to prove his innocence, or he's going to have to make a settlement, whatever. But the league's going to react to 22 civil suits. The league's going to have some kind of personal conduct penalty against him at some point, you would think. I don't know what it is. They've done their due diligence. So I don't know if the Texans can trade him until we all know that. Now, that might be known behind the scenes, but I think it's really hard to make a move, and especially when you're asking, which is what I've been told, you know, they're looking for three number ones, a proven player, and a couple twos. I mean, they're looking for a substantial load, and they should. I mean, this is a really good young player. But I don't know if anybody can pull the trigger on that deal and buy the Texans' problems when you don't know what the solutions are.
If you had to guess right now, and not saying, Michael, that this is a bet that you are saying that you would definitely make, but just curious as to which side you're leaning, because this is a market that's open right now. Will the Texans trade Deshaun Watson? Yes, plus 150. No is the favorite, minus 200. Again, not saying that you're telling anyone to go and bet this. A lot of uncertainty, obviously, but just curious which way you're leaning with the information you have.
I would lean towards them trading him. I would lean towards them trading him only because, you know, I think it solves a huge problem for them and they can move on. But I think they're only going to trade him unless they get the right deal back.
And which team do you think would be the most likely to get a package for him? We've heard Miami bandied about Denver, Philadelphia.
You know, I mean, I'm told Philly, you know, there's the WIP reporter here that's close to the team. Howard Eskin is reporting that it's 90% the Eagles will be the team. I think Denver's going to be a strong player. I know he wants to play in Denver. I know he wants to play in Denver, and Denver has a really good team. You put this guy on Denver's team, right, and the odds will be the same as the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. I promise you that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it, and that makes the AFC West even more interesting with another stud there, Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers. Michael Lombardi joining us here on the show. You better, you bet. BetQL, Nick Costos, and Ken Barkley. Michael, of course, Odyssey Sports NFL insider. Michael, I want to go over to Cincinnati for a moment here, where Joe Burrow has been cleared for training camp. Now, Bengals owner Mike Brown says Burrow not going to play in the preseason. They're going to bring him along slowly, but the expectation is Burrow will be the starting quarterback week one when the Bengals are 3.5-point or 4-point underdogs at home against the Minnesota Vikings. So the Bengals win total right now, 6.5. Plus 475, yes, to make the postseason, 20-1 in the AFC North. With this news, and like we've been expecting this to happen, right? The Burrow would be cleared at some point here early in the process. He was. How do you feel about the Bengals this year, that win total of 6.5?
Well, I mean, that win total is more wins than Zach Taylor's had in 2 years. You think you can do that?
Well, I don't know if people care what I think, Michael. What do you think?
I don't think he can do that. I don't think he can do that. I mean, I've seen Zach Taylor's offense. I've seen what he's done as a coach. I'm not impressed at all. I mean, I'm shocked that he still maintain his job after what he's done. So for me, you know, I don't see it. So I think their problems defensively. They haven't made a change in the coaching staff either. So for the reality of it is, do I think they'll be better? Yeah, I think Burrow's really good. I think the receiver they took is great, but can they protect? That's a main question.
It is. And like maybe Penei Sewell should have been the pick and not Ja'Marr Chase at number 5 overall. Michael, let's go to the NFC South where we've got news involving Michael Thomas. This news broke at the end of last week. I mean, why is he waiting so long to get the surgery, right? I guess would be like the number one question, but we've seen Thomas do some weird stuff recently in his time in New Orleans. His availability called into question now, not just week one, but potentially the first couple weeks of the season. The New Orleans Saints win total right now sitting at 9, plus 300 to win the NFC South. How does this news, you know, change the way you view the Saints, if at all, this season, and maybe who they end up choosing to start a quarterback in week one between Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill?
You know, I just don't see the Saints being as good as they've been. I think the cap troubles will certainly hurt them. Taquan Smith is their number one receiver now. I mean, does he put the fear in anyone in their offense? Look, Alvin Kamara is great. You know, but with the uncertainty at receiver, the uncertainty at quarterback, the uncertainty, Nick Bannon is the starting tight end, the uncertainty at tight end. I mean, this is not an explosive offense. And then defensively, they're a corner short. This is a team that's going through a transition. They put all their chips in the middle of the table to win a Super Bowl. They came really close. Bad play in Minnesota, bad call at home against the Rams. They came really close. But at the end of the day, they couldn't get it done. And they're going to pay a price from a cap standpoint in terms of where they are as a football team. I'd be shocked if they were very good. I mean, you know, it's going to take them some time. I think September is going to be a little bit of a feeling out period for the Saints.
Yeah, I kind of think the Saints are going to stink. Those are my words, by the way, not yours. I don't think they're going to be very good this year. Michael, let's wrap up with this. I know that this is a really exciting time of the year for sports bettors everywhere, but I know for you as well, with training camps about to start here, give us a team or teams that you are really interested in keeping a close eye on this training camp, and tell us why that's the case.
Well, I think there's a bunch of them. I mean, I think training camp's all about evaluating sections of the team. I don't think you want to evaluate the entire team because you don't see the entire team. But there's certain teams, you know, you want to be able to see if they made improvement. Miami's offensive line, Tua at quarterback, you know, has he made any improvements? Now, we probably won't see him much in the preseason, but, you know, has he made improvements? I think that's going to be critical, you know. So you want to watch him. Does he throw the ball down the field? Where is he? What does the Charger offense look like the way Herbert played last season? The Raider defensively with Gus Bradley, are they going to be a zone team, play over front and be easily blocked? I think that's a challenge. So every team, to me, you look at sections of their team in the preseason so you can evaluate them. Minnesota defensively, are they improved? Can they stop the run? Last year they couldn't, give up 4.8 yards per carry, 19 touchdowns rushing. You've got to be able to look at these teams and see what they've been working on in the offseason. Is it going to manifest itself to this season?
Michael, appreciate it. Fantastic stuff as always. We appreciate it. You stay well, and we will talk to you soon here on You Better You Bet.
Thank you so much.
That is the great Michael Lombardi with us. Insider Calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com today. Well, we've got more breaking news as it concerns Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers from ESPN's Adam Schefter. The new agreement between Rodgers and the Packers, once finalized, would help set up Aaron Rodgers' departure from Green Bay after this season. So, according to Adam Schefter, Packers are offering concessions and are close to an agreement that would bring Rodgers back to Green Bay for at least this season, but could also have stuff in there to help set up Rodgers' departure after this year. Last Dance Part 2, we saw it with Jordan in 98 in Chicago with the Bulls. Maybe that means Aaron Rodgers will be playing out the string in Washington for the final couple of years of his career. We will get to this breaking news in the National Football League. More NFL to start hour number two. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Monday here on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.